This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9 presents Absolutely Everybody, sponsored by and presented by Anecto, the People Network. Absolutely Everybody, only on Joy 94.9.
This is Absolutely Everybody on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Anecto.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Absolutely Everybody. I'm Trevor. I haven't been here for a couple of weeks, so I'm very excited to be back in front of the microphone. Today's show promises to be very, very exciting. We've got a whole range of stuff to talk about in relation to Volunteers Week. I know that Joy wouldn't be able to do as much stuff as it does without the use of volunteers, and we'll be chatting to a number of people around that as we go through. Amy, you're with us today.
Hello, I am. Welcome back, Trevor. We missed you.
Well, you know, there is a thing called studying and, PhD and 80,000 words, which I've got to do very, very soon.
Indeed. It makes me not complain about my 3,000 words that I have to do.
It's all in the balance, I do feel. And Jodie, you're doing some panelling for us today.
Yes. I love panelling. It's fun. But I'm excited about National Volunteers Week because, volunteering makes the world go round. And I think that it's a really important role in our community, and certainly volunteering, just, you know, I've done volunteering and I just think it's a great thing to do, and I think that it adds a lot to our economy, and I think those figures should be looked at as how much, you know, from an economic point of view, volunteering adds as well. If people look at the dollar signs, volunteering is definitely there, so it should always be valued.
Absolutely. And as we say, our volunteers are worth their weight in gold, and just linked into that, it is 12:06. And we're getting ready for our first song, which is actually Guy Sebastian and Gold.
It's about you. It's about me. It's about inclusion. Absolutely Everybody on Joy 94.9.
You are back listening to Absolutely Everybody. As always, things don't always go to plan here, and I did announce it in the wrong order. We do have new equipment here, and we're trying to work out which disc is which disc.
Oh, Trevor, you're so sweet. It was actually my fault. You've dumped me in because you said I was panelling. I actually, I played the wrong song. So that, as you could see, that was actually Christine Arnoux.
Sunshine on a rainy day.
Yeah.
So I will take credit when things go well, but also take the blame when things don't go well.
You're such a good pal.
But people know I always get my songs wrong anyway, so let's just keep going with that.
Hey, we want to send a big shout out to all the volunteers at Joy in National Volunteers Week. There's a lot going on at Joy this week with National Volunteers Week, but also all the volunteers at Anecto, all the volunteers around Australia and the world. It's a really exciting week, and it's, as I said before, it's the volunteers are really the backbone of our community, and so many initiatives are there because of volunteers.
Absolutely. We had a volunteer session probably about 3 or 4 weeks ago while you were off in Italy, and we'll just remind people of that one a little bit later in the community notice board section, and just, you know, do a little shout out, as you said, to let people know what's happening in other areas.
Yeah, and the all-important radiothon, Amy.
Yeah, the radiothon's coming up at Joy on the 30th of May till the 6th of June, and there'll be heaps of stuff going on with that, and I'm sure there'll be lots of live broadcasts and all sorts of fabulous things. So stay tuned to get on the website and find out more, or you can ask us some questions if you want to get involved with our show. You can let us know on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au and get involved and tell your stories of volunteering.
Yeah, I'd really love to know what... I'm sure there's some really, really interesting volunteer roles out there that we haven't heard of.
Yeah, there's always some good ones going around.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I had a look on the volunteers website of Victoria of Australia, and they're saying that there's nearly 6 million people who actually volunteer their time in some way, shape or form. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, 6.1 million people over the age of 18 volunteer in one capacity or another.
That is
staggeringly
fantastic.
Good figures, I think.
That's why we focus so much on community, because it is such a having that community spirit is really what makes us I know, exist in such a, I guess, close-knit community,
yeah,
if that makes sense.
And let alone, you know, the benefits people do get from volunteering, that, as you said, you know, being involved with the local community, giving back into interest areas, even right down to that whole thing about helping us get jobs.
Yeah.
Of that one.
Yeah.
Develop your skill base. Looks great on your CV.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I have to send a shout out to our newest volunteer, absolutely everybody team, Ali, who will be joining us over the next few weeks. And we're really excited about that too. So,
and what are we going to get him to do?
Oh, you'll have to wait and see. Lots of surprises, but maybe, you know, some. You'll have to stay tuned to absolutely everybody every Wednesday at 12 o'clock.
That's the teaser.
And find out what's happening. So. Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay, now this time we're going to throw to another song. It is 13 past 12, and if we push disc two, it will... just a little prompt as we go through there. It will be Guy Sebastian and Gold.
It's all about you, me, and inclusion. Absolutely everybody on Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9. It's 18 minutes past midday and you're with Amy. And today we're talking about volunteering because it's National Volunteer Week this week. So I thought we'd have a chat with someone who's done a fair bit of volunteering because volunteering in Australia is a fairly integral part, as Jodie and Trevor and I have already talked about, of the Australian community. With about 6.1 million people, or 36% of the population over the age of 18, participating in voluntary work, with 38% of women and 34% of men. And that's a really interesting stat when you add it to the fact that couples with dependent children aged between 5 and 17 years old have the highest rate of participation in voluntary work at 55%. Which is a very perfect way to introduce my next guest. Sarah, welcome aboard.
Thanks, Amy.
So volunteering appears to be an important part of the Australian society and indeed something that's important to you. Can you tell me about what volunteering means to you?
With volunteering, it has always been something that I've been interested in. I found in high school we were given a little bit of information about trying to give back to our community. But, of course, as you get older, and as you said, I actually have a child who's 6 years old, one of the most important things I wanted to pass on to my daughter was the importance of giving back to the community and showing her in particular how important it is to be accepting of everybody regardless of their differences in any area. So that was one of the main reasons why I got involved in volunteering.
That's a fabulous reason, I think, and probably an understated reason, but it does kind of lend itself to, you know, the fabric of society and enabling people to share all the skills and knowledge that we have in a really practical way. So was that your first experience of volunteering in high school?
It was. I did a little bit of volunteering with a local school for children with disabilities. Mm-hmm. And in turn, we were taught things like sign language.
Cool.
And then I didn't really do any more volunteering until I became an adult and started volunteering in 2012 with an organisation called Bethlehem.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been with Bethlehem ever since.
And what kind of things have you been doing with them?
Well, Bethlehem is an organisation that offers medium to long-term accommodation for women affected by homelessness and also mental illness. So I help with social nights because one of the main factors that can influence a person's ability to deal with mental illness is their ability to become social in the community.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, with mental illness and our perceptions of it in today's society, they can be quite excluded in our society. So I would often go on a Friday night, gather the women together in a community room and run a movie night, and just simply spending a couple of hours a Friday night watching a movie with some popcorn meant a lot to them, but it also meant a lot to me.
Yeah, because it was a great way to relax, and I think we kind of underestimate the need to actually have the ability to wind down and find something that takes us out of whatever we're experiencing, even for a short time.
Exactly.
So that we can recharge the batteries. Mm-hmm. So I think that's fabulous. And I'm sure everyone really appreciates all that you do, but also all that a lot of people within our community do as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like you would definitely recommend volunteering to others, including your daughter.
Oh my goodness, the minute she can volunteer, she will be volunteering.
Fabulous.
She's actually been a few times with me to meet some of the women, and personally, I think volunteering at as early an age as possible is a great way for our children to learn about acceptance, differences, and in a way it may actually help the whole bullying system that we're seeing in our schools at the moment.
Exactly. It will kind of lessen some of the barriers, as you said, to difference and enable people to actually realize that we all have things in common.
Exactly.
And there's always ways that we can help each other.
Mm-hmm.
So is there other forms of volunteering that you do?
I'm going to be commencing volunteering with a hospital in their psychiatric ward.
Mm-hmm.
In another social aspect.
Yep.
One of my main passions is mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
I find a lot of volunteers in the area of mental illness gain so much knowledge and acceptance of the various diseases out there. And it also helps with my current studies where I hope to become a psychiatric nurse.
Yes, it sounds like you will be a fabulous psychiatric nurse.
Oh, thank you,
I must say. And we need more people out there who are as open and willing to learn and, you know, be around difference as possible. Because that's how, again, we break down the barriers. And I seem to be banging on about it a bit today, but that is something that I'm very passionate about, being someone who's quite different myself. I think we could do a much better job in the ways that we interact with people and respect people's difference and all of that sort of thing.
Exactly.
So can you imagine yourself volunteering for, you know, the next 20 years and the rest of your life? Is that something that you want to...
Something tells me I'll be volunteering until the end in some way. Whoever will take me gets me.
Yes. I think it's a really important thing, and, you know, we can build so much in the community if we're willing to teach each other different things.
Can I just ask a quick question of you, Sarah? Before, you were talking about the work that you're volunteering with mental health stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen lots of models around there where they're getting people in to do peer support.
Correct.
So with your volunteering, do you think having, a direct relationship with the area you're volunteering for, does that help or sometimes maybe hinder the volunteer experience?
It can be both. The main importance when it comes to volunteering is the support that the volunteer receives. One of the reasons why I'm still with Bethlehem is the support I receive from the organisation is amazing. I have done both with Bethlehem. I've forged fantastic friendships with some of the women on an individual basis, and that's important as well. To me, it all just depends on how it's run and the support the volunteer receives. And most volunteers will receive absolutely amazing support. I can call my volunteer coordinator at any point in time if I've got any concerns, or which I've never had. And it's wonderful. I've forged some wonderful friendships out of it.
Yeah, and I think that's another important aspect, is to make sure that people are volunteering, and but they also have their support and the systems in place to allow everything to flow as smoothly as possible. And it sounds like Bethlehem in particular do a fabulous job. So thanks so much for joining us, Sarah. Should we give a quick shout out to your daughter? She'll be listening today.
Hi, Lila. Mummy says eat your lunch.
Hi, Lila.
And my little son, Cody James. Daddy says exactly the same thing.
G'day, Cody. You're on Joy 94.9. That was the fabulous Sarah. And next up we have Good Morning to the Night by Elton John and Pennell.
New to Joy in 2014, this is Absolutely Everybody.
As we've mentioned, this week is National Volunteers Week, and again, it's that whole thing about let's support our local community. One of the ones I really want to highlight is the Keep the Light on the HIV thing that's coming up. Not thing, the thing's the wrong word.
Campaign?
The campaign.
Event?
campaign. Thank you. Where's my thesaurus when I needed it? The theme for this year's International Candlelight Memorial is around, you know, putting the light back on HIV. It's going to be held on Sunday, the 18th of May at 5 p.m. at the City Square on the corner of Swanson and Collins Street. The theme speaks to the urgent need to ensure that HIV and AIDS remain high on the domestic and international agendas. And I suppose links nicely into the AIDS conference that is also, you know, coming up in Melbourne. In the past, we had, just very briefly, Cameron Sinclair. He was the CEO of Road Trauma Support Services in Victoria. They actually have a community walk on this Sunday. That's on the 18th of May. You can get more details from their website. Linked into that, they've got, again, you know, a really simple program. They're calling that the Shine a Light on Road Safety campaign, and that's going to be starting at Friday on the 16th of May, where Victorian drivers are being urged to turn on their headlights as a simple, free and highly visible gesture to remember those impacted by road trauma and to show their commitment to road safety. Another good cause. Yes. Amy, what have you got?
Well, can I just jump in,
Jodie, what have you got?
Oh, because I've just got a quickie today. Madeline Sob came in a couple, was it last week? God, time flies.
Yes,
last week to talk about the Youth Disability Advocacy Service, and they were launching their new website, which is now launched. It's very exciting. It's
great.
The details are on our Facebook page, Absolutely Everybody Radio. So get onto our Facebook page, like us and follow us, and you can also provide comments that way as well. But also the details of the hub are on there, and I think it's a great resource for young people with disability from diverse backgrounds who need a bit of support. It's a really good resource. So over to you, Amy.
That sounds really good, and I hope people find it very useful indeed. This Friday, Joy is having a special broadcast for the International Day Against Homophobia and Transphobia from 3 to 4. Q Life and the Gay and Lesbian Switchboard are hosting a one-hour special. And also from 4 till 7 p.m., David and Sue are live from Etihad Stadium, Gate 5, in the build-up to the Essendon and Sydney game that night. So if you get along to the footy like I do and many others do, go and have a listen to David and Sue, who'll be having a chat and doing a live broadcast to promote equality and promote issues of homophobia and transphobia.
And what about Radiothon? We have to give that a big plug.
Ah, yes, Radiothon. I'll give that another plug. That starts on the 30th of May and runs till the 6th of June. And it's called That's So Joy. And there'll be heaps of stuff going on about Radiothon. So if you want to find out more about that, jump on the Joy website at joy.org.au. Find out more or put it in your search engine and see what comes up.
Yeah, and we encourage people who are listening to become members at Joy because especially with the budget coming down this week, now more than ever is the time to support your community radio stations.
Absolutely.
They provide such a vital service to the community, and it's all about that diversity that we need outside mainstream radio.
Yep, and you'll also get to see SJ and Adam in the lovely T-shirts that go along with the radio campaign.
Yes, that's always important.
That sounds good. Yeah. And the more you do for them, the more we can do for you. So.
Oh, I like that. You should be in advertising, Amy.
No. But occasionally have gems, but I think that's about the extent of my creativity. But, so if you want to find out more about any of these things that we've just mentioned, you can jump on our Facebook page at Joy Radio and find out more. Or put it in your search engine and see what comes up.
Yeah.
Because there's always heaps of things going on. Also, there'll be heaps of stuff going on around Victoria and Australia about Volunteer Week. So jump on board and find out more and get involved.
Next, we've got more on volunteering. We have Mimi and Marquis coming in to chat about what they're doing in the volunteer space. But first, we've got Come Everywhere by, why do I get, Moustache featuring Melinda Jackson. I really don't know much about this song, but anyway, the time is 23 minutes to 1 and you're on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
It's all about news, people, and sharing common interests. Absolutely everybody on Joy 94.9.
And welcome back. It's Jodie here. In National Volunteers Week, which is really exciting. That's the 12th to the 18th of May, and it's a really important week on the year-long calendar because volunteers really are the fabric of our community. And I'm going to welcome today Mimi and Marquis, who are here to talk more about volunteering. Mimi is from Enecto and organises a lot of the volunteering at Enecto along with the Speakers Bank, which is an important service at Enecto. Welcome, guys.
Thank you,
Jodie.
Why do you think people volunteer?
Wow. Maggie, do you want to answer that question or do you want me to answer that question?
You answer it, please.
All right. There are a number of reasons why people volunteer. First is the intrinsic value of volunteering. Some people are within themselves really happy just to help around. But then other people volunteer for a number of reasons. For example, students who want to do some work experience want to volunteer and try out the sector before they fully decide if they want to be in that sector. Other people volunteer for specific reasons. For example, if there's a war and you need, obviously, volunteers to help with a medical relief mission and stuff like that. So in general, volunteering is a way of contributing to the community and to help, obviously, with the overall progress of a nation. In the most general sense. So volunteers are really valuable in terms of community building.
Do you think volunteers treated the same as employees, or, you know, what working conditions should a volunteer expect if they're going into an organisation?
Right. I can only speak for our experience in Enecto. For example, Mackie, when I recruited her as a volunteer for Speakers Bank, she's undergone the paperwork that any other employee would go through, application process and an interview and things like that. The only difference is that employees are bound by policies and procedures that are sometimes not within the scope of what a volunteer has as far as their own policies and procedures. And obviously, the paid workers get wages and volunteers don't. But we compensate volunteers in many, many different ways because they contribute a lot of their time with us. It helps them become professional. We also professionalize our business by bringing in people with skills. So there's a difference between a paid employee and a volunteer, obviously, but within an organizational policy, they will be bound by some similar rules of engagement. Yeah.
So, Marquis, what's been your experience of volunteering?
A lot of experience. I build myself confidential when I go out to the community, and I had my compassion with the disabilities client, and I'm quite happy with the Enecto organisation though.
Fantastic. So what sort of people are not suited to volunteering?
Right.
This is a tricky one.
Yes. Helen, who is the coordinator for community inclusion, who is kind of my manager in terms of my volunteer work with Enecto, always often talk about the perfect mix. Mm-hmm. When you have a volunteer who's obviously put in an application, it's not straightforward that we can put a placement for that person. We always look for the right person for the right kind of job. So there are certain skills or specific skills that a person can bring into the organization that will be needed. And if those skills are not needed, then obviously that's not the right person for the job. So another way of looking at it is, for example, your organization can't employ, even as a volunteer, a person with a criminal record. Then that's one of the criteria or aspects that you would be looking at. But it's not to say that people with criminal records can't be volunteers. There may be other organizations that might need their skills. But it's just a mix of what they can offer and what you require of them.
And I would imagine, too, that some volunteer roles you know, it's quite competitive. It's like going for a job.
Mm. Well, that may be true because talking to Nairida, who is our human resource officer at our head office, tells me that sometimes volunteering is a pathway to gainful employment. So because you have the networks, you gain friendships, you get connected to other people, then sometimes the experience that you get may bring that extra edge in terms of the application process, and therefore you become more competitive.
How important, I guess, particularly not-for-profits and organisations, how important are volunteers to organisations, say, like Anecto and Joy?
Mm-hmm. For me, volunteers are really important, not just because they are additional manpower or like warm bodies that bring about, you know, a lot of the different work within an organization. I think it really brings the value and the enrichment of the experience. For example, in David House, we've got clients who are quite isolated. And if we do have the right volunteer to be paired or matched with that client, then it enriches the client's experience that maybe a paid worker might not be able to give to that person.
So I guess it'd be good to explain Anecto David House is a learning hub where people go. And, of course, volunteers in that capacity, it's just about matching people together. Yep. So people that attend David House, it's more of the purview of a person who volunteers. We want to match people so that they have something in common.
Right. Yeah. And there are two ways of viewing the concept of volunteers as far as David House is concerned. For example, we do have people who volunteer out to the community, and we have volunteers who are coming in to us to do work within the physical area.
Come back to that in a moment. Marky, what sort of things are you doing volunteering?
At the moment, I go out with Mimi to support our speakers and follow up with the Karen team's works and do phone calls, follow-ups with all the phone calls that I'm supposed to do, and I'm really enjoying it.
Mm. Great. Mm.
She's just like a jack of all trades from an admin perspective and from a person who is there to support other people. Like,
so she's
moral
a great,
support.
The ideal volunteer, if you like.
Yes. I'd be devastated if Maggie leaves me midway through everything that we have to do.
Yeah,
that's great. Because sometimes that we share that I'm really supporting her and comfort her and keep going. And I say, don't give up, keep going.
Yeah.
Because I know there's something better ahead of you. So here I am. I pick you up. If I say, don't do that, don't do that. If you do this, I'm grateful for you.
It's the right mix. It's you need to find the person that will fit the role, like any job, I guess. Do you think, just coming back actually to that question around volunteering, we talk about volunteering out and in, you know, obviously volunteering is also a great pathway for people who may be at home or cannot get out into the community or have work opportunities. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to just say people with disabilities. It's across the board.
Yep.
So in that sense, volunteering provides really valuable options for people, doesn't it?
Sure. Yeah. And I said there are many ways of volunteering. You don't have to be scared about volunteering. And you never know if you just talk to people, then there might be an opportunity just right beside you or something like that. You don't have to be too skilled to be able to volunteer. Sometimes a listening ear is what another person needs.
There's something for everyone.
Yes, there's always something for everyone.
Just quickly, I want to run a part. We'll definitely get you on to talk about Speakers Bank a little bit more. But Speakers Bank is a fantastic service that is provided by Anecto, and that is where people go out into the community free of charge and talk about their experiences so that the wider community have more of a diverse understanding of what people go through.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a bit more?
Sure. As the project officer of Speakers Bank, my job basically is to ensure that the messages about positive messages about disability are spread out in the community. And when we say community, it's not just your usual neighborhood community, but we can talk about community at large. I've got at the moment 28 speakers, and Mackie and I will be continuously recruiting. So we're getting out and talking to people and inviting them to consider being a volunteer for Speakers Bank. And The time is intermittent. You don't have to be there 24/7, only when there are gigs, and that we match you up with the right audience, and we coordinate the logistical side of things, the time, the venue, etc., etc. As long as you are passionate about your story and you're happy to talk to people, I think you will fit the bill.
And can people get more information on the Speakers Bank? Where do they go?
Yes, we do have a website. It's www.speakersbank.anecto.org.au. It's a very long.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they can always go to the Facebook page. We've got a Speakers Bank Facebook page. We've got a Speakers Bank Twitter account.
Great. So, and we hope to have more of the speakers on the show to talk about their experiences.
Definitely.
Thank you, Mimi, and thank you, Marquis, for joining us today in National Volunteers Week. And we hopefully will have you back to have more of a chat about it.
Yep.
And good luck with Speakers Bank and all the volunteering.
Thank you. Well, thank you, Jodie. And just like a final word from me, we are not just looking for speakers, but Speakers Bank as a project itself needs a lot of volunteers with a lot of different skills. So if they're quite interested to offer what they can, let us know.
Great. And you can also contact us via SMS or email 0427JOY949 or onair@joy.org.au. Now we've got the wonderful Darren Hayes with Me, Myself, I. It's 8 minutes to one and you're on Joy 94.9.
This is Absolutely Everybody on Joy 94.9. Proudly sponsored by Anecto.
It is 12:57, and in the studio, we were just having a quick conversation about the ending of that song.
Yeah, it gave me a fright. I didn't know what was happening. You can see that I'm a bit of a dork when it comes to songs. So.
It was a bit of a strange ending, I must say. A little bit screechy.
Yeah, I'm just glad that we had Amy here who could actually tell us that it was okay. It was a part of the song.
Yeah, Amy is the fountain of knowledge when it comes to music.
I can't say I've heard that song for a long time, but I figured it was just part of it, and luckily it was.
Excellent. Now, it's time for us to wrap up and say goodbye.
Can I just say, Trevor, quickly, we've had a few people say that it's really hard to find the Absolutely Everybody Facebook page.
Yep.
It's actually, if you go to Absolutely Everybody Radio.
Okay, so that's something, because, the more likes, the better.
Yeah, the more likes, the better, but also it means that, we also don't want just likes. We want you to join in the conversation and tell us what you're doing in the community so we can talk about it on air.
Absolutely, and sometimes you put links and posts that sort of, emphasise the stuff that we're talking about, so that's also probably a good place to get some further information.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Indeed. We're in an absolutely jar.
Yes.
For the end of show, end of season drinks, I think.
But we all know that I should just give out my credit card now because I would be the one who puts the most money in.
Probably.
Now, Amy, next week, what's on?
Next week we have someone from the Western Bulldogs talking about all their community work and the different things that they do as a club in the community. Being a sports nut, I look forward to that one.
Did you actually, a complete side issue, did you go to the match there a couple of weeks ago around the homophobia?
I didn't actually make it to the match, unfortunately, but it was a great success and the AFL have, been a lot more supportive of all sorts of things. So I think the ball's definitely moving in the right direction.
Fantastic. And another good example about what volunteers or what people with a passion can actually achieve.
Indeed.
Excellent stuff. Jodie, any last words for you?
Oh, last words for me. That's a bit of pressure. No, just have a great Volunteers Week, everyone. And you, as usual, I'm always looking forward to what we've got on next week, which I think we're going to be touching on mental health.
Mental health stuff
again,
as well.
We'll be doing more on that as well. There's so much to cover all the time. So, yeah, have a great week, everyone, anyway, absolutely. And we'll see you next week.
It is right on 1 o'clock, and we were ending today's show with a bit of an 80s flashback. Do You Want to Be by I'm Talking. Enjoy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.